بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the clarification of some verses series, we will look tonight at the following question. Is Jesus, peace be upon him, عليه السلام, is he alive or dead? And where is he now? Is Jesus, peace be upon him, alive or dead, or and where is he now? And what is the proof from the Quran, and the Sunnah? If he is alive, where is he now? And what is the proof again from the Quran and from the Sunnah? The answer: Isa, Jesus, son of Mary, alayhi salatu wa salam, may Allah's salah and salam be upon him, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, is alive now, and he is not dead now. And the Jews did not kill him, nor did they crucify him. However, it appeared to them that they did so. And rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted him to heavens in body and soul, and he is above in heavens now. And the evidence for this is in the refutation statements made by Allah against the Jewish claims concerning Jesus alayhi salam. Let's listen to these verses. They are in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verses 157 and 158. فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَكُفْرِهِمْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ إلى قوله سبحانه وتعالى وقولهم إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى ابن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم. And because of their saying in boast, meaning the Jews, we killed Jesus, Isa, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, but they killed him not, nor crucified him, but the resemblance of Jesus was put over another man. And those who differ therein are full of doubts. They have no certain knowledge. They follow nothing but conjecture. For surely they killed him not, meaning Jesus, son of Mary, but Allah raised him up to him, body and soul, unto himself, and he is in the heavens. And Allah is ever all powerful, all wise. So Allah here denounced the Jews. He denounced their claim that they killed him, or that they crucified him. And instead Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear that he raised him up to him. And this was a mercy and honor from Allah upon Jesus, peace be upon him. And so that this becomes an ayah min ayatillah, a sign of the signs of Allah, which he bestows upon whomever he wishes from his messengers. And many are the verses, or many are the signs concerning Jesus, Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi as-salam. And his saying, rather, or but Allah raised him, implicit in this meaning is that Allah raised him body and soul, so that the manifestation of the response on the Jews who claimed that they killed him and crucified him. Because killing and crucifixion only takes place on the body and originally. And raising the soul alone does not nullify their claim of killing and crucifixion. So the raising of the soul alone in refuting their claim is not to stand strong, okay? And also because Isa alayhi salam in reality is a body and soul, and we cannot separate the body and soul each to its distinct entity except with evidence, and proof. And there is no proof here. And also add to that, because the raising of Jesus alayhi salam in body and soul altogether is entailed is a necessity or is a matter entailed due to the perfection of Allah's might and wisdom and honoring and victory and help and aid to whomever He wishes from His messengers. And this is concluded from the saying of Allah in the last statement. Listen to what He said, and Allah, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا, and Allah is other, all powerful, all wise. So this is entailed in these attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His perfection, and is that He would lift him completely together, body and soul. Now, this is concerning the first question. Concerning the other question, if Jesus alayhi salam is alive now, and so is he going to descend? Is he descending before the end of time? And will he rule between the people and follow in this judgment, follow the religion of Muhammad, peace be upon them all? And what is the evidence for that? And how can we respond to those who claim that Jesus, peace be upon him, will not be sent before the end of time, and that he is not going to rule between mankind? The answer for that is yes, Jesus alayhi salam, son of Mary, will descend before the end of time and will judge between people with justice, following in that the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, following the legal commands and the prohibitions laid down by the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he will break the cross, and he will kill the pig, and there will be no more tax on the people of the book, and nothing will be accepted except Islam, and the people of the book will believe in him, meaning the Jews and the Christians, all will believe in him before his death, after he descends, before the end of time. قال الله تعالى وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. سورة النساء 4:136. Can we have this verse, please? Surah An-Nisa, verse 136. In this, O you believe in Allah and His Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the book, which is the Quran, which He has sent down to His Messenger, and the scripture, which He has sent down to those before Him. And are we having the incorrect verse? Citation, maybe? This will be 159. And there is none of the people of the scriptures, Jews and the Christians, but believe in him, Jesus, son of Mary, as only a messenger of Allah and a human being before him, Jesus, or his Jesus' death. And this was at the time of the appearance of the angel of death. And on the day of resurrection, Jesus will be a witness against them. And also the other interpretation is before his death, meaning referring to Jesus alayhi salam, the actual death this before his death has two interpretations: before the death of Jesus, after his descent from the heavens, and after he rules in justice, when Allah will send a pleasant wind, which, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, would take the life of every Muslim, and only the wicked would survive who would commit adultery like asses, and the last hour would come on them. This is reported in Sahih Muslim. Or it refers to the Jew or the Christian's death at the time of appearance of the angel of death, when he will realize that Jesus was not God nor the Son of God. According to one of the interpretations of this verse is that all the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, will believe in Jesus alayhi salam before his death, meaning before the death of Jesus alayhi salam, and this would be when he descends before the end of time, ruling in justice and calling to Islam And this will come in the hadith which indicates his descent. This is the correct interpretation, because this the wording of the verses came in the context to clarify the position of the Jews vis-à-vis Jesus alayhi salam and what they did concerning him, and also, you know, the previous verses which we read, 157 and 158. This comes in context, and this really gives the strongest, therefore, or the correct interpretation, that this refers to before him, alayhi salam's death, before Jesus' death. And also, in the first, the subject in the first two verses was referring to Jesus, and therefore in this context also the subject would refer to him, all in one flow of the meaning in 157, 158 and 159. Also, it is confirmed in many authentic narrations and through different ways of narrations which have reached the level of consecutiveness, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Jesus up to him, and that he will descend before the day of resurrection acting in justice and that acting justly, and that he will kill al-Masih al-Dajjal, he will kill the pseudo Christ. This came in the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and he, Jesus, will descend at the White Minaret, this is the near the eastern side of the Umayyad Mosque in Damascus, Syria, nowadays, in the eastern side of Damascus, wearing two garments, lightly dyed with saffron, and placing his hands on the wings of two angels. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling this. When he would lower his head, there would fall beads of perspiration from his head, and when he would raise it up, beads like pearls would scatter from it. Every non-believer who would smell the odor of himself would die, and his breath would reach as far as he could be able to see. He would then search for him, for the false Christ, until he would catch hold of him at the gate of Lud and would kill him. At the gate of Lud, this lies within the Israeli-occupied Palestine, and in this area, the Lud, currently there is this international airport, and the city is called Al-Lud. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, after he mentioned the ahadith, the narrations standing as proof for raising Jesus alayhi salam and his descent through many ways of narrations, he said, فَهَذِهِ أَحَادِيثُ مُتَوَاتِرَةٌ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ هَذِهِ أَحَادِيثٌ مُتَوَاتِرَةٌ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. These are ahadith which are consecutive from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, from the narration of Abi Huraira and Ibn Mas'ud and Uthman ibn Abi al-As and Abi Umama and Nuwas bin Sam'an and Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As and Hudaytha bin Usayd رضي الله عنهم, may Allah be pleased with them. All of these are Sahaba, all of these are companions. وفيه دلالة على صفة نزوله ومكانه, and in this there is, in their narrations there is evidence, there is proof concerning the description of his descending and its place until the end of his words, rahimahullah. And from these hadiths is the narration reported by Abi Huraira, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, والذي نفسي بيده ليوشكن أن ينزل فيكم ابن مريم حكما مقسطا فيكسر الصليب ويقتل الخنزير ويضع الجزية ويفيض المال حتى لا يقبله أحد. قال أبو هريرة, قرأوا إن شئتم, وإن من أهل الكتاب إلا ليؤمنن به قبل موته. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in this hadith, swearing by Allah, saying, by him in whose hand is my soul, surely Jesus, the son of Mary عليه السلام, will shortly descend amongst you and will judge mankind justly by the law of the Quran as a just ruler, he will break the cross and kill the pigs, and there will be no jizya, no tax imposed on non-Muslims. Money will be in abundance, so that nobody will accept it. And a single prostration to Allah in prayer will be better than the whole world and whatsoever is in it. And in one narration that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, how would your situation would be if the son of Mary will descend amongst you, and your imam is from you, your imam meaning leading you in prayers is from you. And in the Sahih Muslim, it is affirmed through the narration of Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that he heard the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي يقاتلون على الحق ظاهرين إلى يوم القيامة. A group of my ummah will continue to fight in the cause of Allah, ظاهرين, prevailing until the day of resurrection. قال فينزل عيسى بن مريم, and then Jesus son of Mary will descend عليه السلام, فيقول أميرهم, then their leader will say, تعال صلي لنا, come and lead us in prayers. فيقول, then Jesus عليه السلام will say, لا إن بعضكم على بعض أمراء, from amongst you there will be leaders on each other, on you. تكرمة الله لهذه الأمة, the honor of Allah upon this ummah, meaning of Muhammad, that they will lead each other. So these ahadith, these narrations indicate or denote a proof, the descending of Jesus alayhi salam before the end of time, and that he will rule by the rule of the Sharia of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that the imam of this ummah, the leader of this ummah in salah, the one who leads the ummah in salah, or other than that, during the time of the when Jesus will descend, will be from this ummah. And there is no contradiction whatsoever between Jesus descending and between the fact that prophethood is finalized with our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no contradiction between these two things. Why? Because حيث لم يأتي عيسى عليه السلام بشريعة جديدة, because Jesus son of Mary عليه السلام will not bring a new Sharia, a new law. ولله الحكم أولا وآخرا, and to Allah belongs the all the judgment, the beginning and at the end. He does what he wishes and he rules as he wishes, and he is the most mighty, most powerful, all wise. Now another question. Why Jesus, peace be upon him, was distinguished with this matter of raising him to Allah? This is the question. This is the title of the question. The format of the question is as follows. Since Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of the prophets, then why he wasn't raised to the heavens instead of Jesus, peace be upon him? And if Jesus, peace be upon him, was raised to Allah really, then why he was distinguished with this matter unlike the rest of the prophets? The answer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and knowledge covers everything, and in his might and his power, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, he encompasses everything. To him belongs the perfect wisdom and the perfect and penetrating and executable will and the all comprehensive ability. He chose whom he wished from mankind. He chose from them prophets and messengers to give glad tidings and as warners. And he raised some over others, excelling them over others, and he gave each one of them certain distinction or distinctions, excelling others as a mercy from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take for example, he gave Ibrahim the attribute of Khalil, the specially beloved, and also that to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he also distinguished each prophet in that which he willed from the signs and miracles which fit properly to the conditions of their times, so that it will be the establishment of the proof can be verified on their nations as wisdom from Allah and justice, and no one to question the wisdom of Allah, and He is the one almighty, all wise, the all clement, and the one all aware. Another thing, not every distinction on its own entails excellence. Not every distinction on its own entails excellence. So Jesus alayhi salam, in the distinction which Allah gave him in raising him alive, is in accordance with the will and wisdom of Allah. And this is not because he is better than his brothers from the messengers, like Ibrahim and Muhammad and Musa and Noah, may Allah salah and salam be upon them all. They were given from the distinctions and signs what entails their excellence above Jesus alayhi salam. Overall, the matter is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He runs it as He wishes, and He is not questioned on that which He does because of His perfect knowledge and wisdom. Add to this that such a question, or there is no actions, or there are no actions that are dependable on such a question, or there is nothing in this question that will affirm the creed of a person. Rather, the one who raises such questions may end up being in perplexity and will be overwhelmed by doubt. And the believer should submit in all the affairs which are Allah's, and instead strive in that which is His in concerning the creed and the actions. And this is the methodology of the prophets and the messengers, and the way of the rightly guided caliphs and the salaf, and the rightly guided salaf of this ummah. This is the end of the answer.